wasn't sure that you are going to be here. The devotees, because of the bulldozers. But anyway, Krishna had higher plans, and so we're all here. Today is disappearance day of Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhupada, and it's also the disappearance day of Gauridas Pandit. Particularly, Rupa Goswami is most important in our Guru Parampara because he's what you could say our founder Acharya, or one of our founder Acharya. I'm sure that you've all heard, we are all followers of Srila Rupa Goswami. We're followers in two ways. We follow Rupa Goswami in his form as an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is called Sadaka Rupa. And we also follow Rupa Goswami as an eternal associate of Lord Krishna, Rupa Manjari. And that is called Siddhasva Rupa. Sadaka in this sense means that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates show us how to associate or serve the Lord. They set the example for other practicing devotees, although they're actually perfect. So therefore they're also siddhas. And along both of these lines, we follow Rupa Goswami. Here in Chaitanya Charitamrita, there is a very beautiful verse composed by Kavi Karnapur about Rupa Goswami. And this verse says, Priya Swarupe, Daite Swarupe, Prima Swarupe, Sahajabirupe, Nijam Rupe, Prabhureka Rupe, Tatana Rupe, Swabilasa Rupe. And the translation is, indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, who is the... I'll read it and then I guess you can translate. Indeed, Srila Rupa Goswami, whose dear friend was Swarup Damodar, was the exact replica of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was very, very dear to the Lord. Being the embodiment of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, Rupa Goswami was naturally very beautiful. He very carefully followed the principles enunciated by the Lord, and he was a competent person to explain properly the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literatures. Here in this verse you can see that the word Rupa is repeated over and over again. Priya Swarupe, Daite Swarupe, Prima Swarupe, Sahajabi Rupe, Nijana Rupe, Prabhureka Rupe, Tatana Rupe, Swavilasa Rupe. So this is a play on the word Rupa. So here it begins, Priya Swarupe, and here Swarup means Srila Rupa Goswami, and Priya means very dear. So Rupa Goswami is very dear to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And that is so for two reasons. Rupa Goswami was actually taught by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the most intimate associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And anyone who wanted access to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have to get that through him. The other reason being is that Swarup Damodar Goswami in Krishna's Leela is Lalita Devi. And Rupa Manjari is the first primary maidservant of Lalita Gopi. Just like Lalita Devi is the head of all the gopis, or friends of Srimati Radharani. Similarly, Rupamanjari is the in charge of all of the Manjaris. Therefore, Rupa is very dear to Lalita Devi and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And particularly, Rupa Goswami is dear to Swarup Damodar Goswami because Rupa Goswami wrote down all of the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami really formulated and clarified the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And it's said that he also wrote a diary of both his teachings as well as his association with the Lord. Only a few verses of these things remain. Some of the verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita, seed verses, they are written by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Radha Krishna Pranavikriti Aladi Nishakti Rasmadi Katmina Prati Pruvi. This is written by Swarup Damodar Goswami. But Swarup Damodar Goswami never actually, or at least his teachings, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings written down by him and explained by him, never really survived in writing. And primarily the writings of Rupa Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami, they formulate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar, and that is why he is Priya Swarupi. And then it says, Daita Swarupi, which Srila Prabhupada translates as, who is very dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Swarup refers to Swarup Damodar Goswami, it also refers to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, Rupa Goswami is what Srila Prabhupada very often calls the foremost disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here in this 19th chapter, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructing Rupa Goswami. Lord Chaitanya instructed him for a period of 10 days. And not only he instructed him, but he also empowered him to understand everything that the Lord had instructed. So he says, Prema Sarupe, he's very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? Because he's an embodiment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love is the love of all of Krishna's devotees towards Krishna. And literally what is being stated here is that all of this love is embodied within Rupa Goswami. And Sahaj Abhirupe means that he was also very naturally beautiful. And the reason for being so physically beautiful was because he was the embodiment of Lord Chaitanya's love. In the material world, we internal beauty with external beauty. Someone may be externally very attractive, but internally they're not so. But Rupa Goswami was very, very beautiful because he was the form of Lord Chaitanya's love, which is obviously very beautiful. The only picture we have of Rupa Goswami, you see that picture where he's like sitting sort of like this, and that's a sketch. And he also has a shaved head and sika. So we can understand that Rupa Goswami Prabhupada was very, very beautiful, very attractive person. And then he says, Nija Anurupe, which means that Anu, he perfectly followed the teachings of Nija, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That will be, is that they will become very, very beautiful. Tata Anurupe, Swabilasa Rupe. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expanded his mercy to Rupa Goswami just so he could render service by writing transcendental literature. We hear about people being empowered, but as Srila Prabhupada often states, unless one is really empowered by the Lord or his representative, he cannot write transcendental literature. Srila Prabhupada says that the most important book of Rupa Goswami is Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu. Because this Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, this compiles the entire science of devotional service, how to be a devotee. And it does so in a very scientific and very beautiful way. And there are many, many other books that Rupa Goswami wrote. Somewhere here in the chapter they're listed. And by writing these books, Rupa Goswami also established that the primary empowerment of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to write and distribute transcendental literature. Of course, Srila Vyasadeva had compiled all the Vedas, but one would expect that to be very natural because they had to be written down, otherwise they would be lost. But Rupa Goswami established this principle that writing literature is not just for Vyasadeva, but it's for all of Vyasadeva's followers. And so our Gaudiya Vaishnavas have established this phrase that we must be Rupa Anugas, or followers of Rupa Goswami. Therefore, followers of Rupa Anuga, they should practice Krishna consciousness like Rupa Goswami did, and they should also compile literatures as did Rupa Goswami. That makes us qualified to also achieve the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his love that's described here. So today is an important day like that, in which we should pray to Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. Priya Swarupi, we should pray so that we can also become very dear to Swarup Damodar Goswami and all the Vaishnavas. We should pray so that Taita Swarupi, so that like Rupa Goswami, we can also become dear to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And whereas Prema Swarupi, we will not become the full embodiment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love, but even just one little spark, that would do. And Nijanu Rupi, that we can also learn how to follow perfectly all the vidhi, all the rules that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very fond of. So that ultimately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will be pleased to also bestow his mercy upon us, so that we can describe the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Sva Vilasa Rupi. Here, Sva refers to Krishna. Vilasa Rupi means that Krishna's Vilas, Krishna's wonderful pastimes. It's the devotee's responsibility to glorify Krishna, Krishna's teaching, Krishna's Leela. And they can do that by writing books, by singing songs, by repeating what they've heard from others. So these things we should pray to Rupa Goswami for. And because actually we are his followers, then certainly he will bestow his favor upon us. I'll just read another verse about Rupa Goswami. This is also written by Kavi Karnapur. These are found in Chaitanya Chandra Dvainataka. Yaprage vatriya gunar ganair gadha bhadho ki mukto gehadya sadra savai paro murta eva pya murta prema lapyar didhatara parishvangaranga prayaghe tamshi rupam samam anupama anupame nanu jagraha deva. From the very beginning, Srila Rupa Goswami was deeply attracted by the transcendental qualities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus, he was permanently relieved from family life. Sri Rupa Goswami and his younger brother Balava were blessed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although the Lord was transcendentally situated in his transcendental eternal form at Prayag, he told Rupa Goswami about transcendental ecstatic love of Krishna. The Lord then embraced him very fondly and bestowed all his mercy upon him. And then if we follow Rupa Goswami Prabhupada's example, then as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described here, embraced Srila Rupa Goswami, he may also embrace us and make us the object of his mercy. Jai Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada ki jai.